All right, I'm rolling.
Rolling.
All right, I'm rolling. So, as I said, a little bit different.
Wait, I totally forgot to hit record. Let me do that again. Okay, now I'm good.
All right, so going to do a clip fake out. So, Taylor, just be prepared for that, and then we'll get into the regular game where you can do your thing. Okay, here we go.
You know the song Fight Song?
Yeah, I love it.
What makes me feel strong?
It makes me feel powerful.
You know what else it makes me feel?
What?
Like singing and dancing.
All right, let's do it.
Sing and dance along with us.
Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast that bewitches you with the dicking of its coals. I'm your host just for today, David D. Cole, and I'm here with Sarah D. Detective Bunting.
It's no mystery that you'll be getting your ass kicked.
Mark Bright Idea Blankenship.
Here's a plan. Sit the f*** down.
And Taylor Ambushman Cole.
I don't know what's happening right now. I am very confused, but I am here for whatever this is.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show. Look at that befuddled look on the face of Taylor Cole. He has no idea what's going on. It is a very special non-regulation episode with our three contestants today, Sarah D. Bunting, Mark Blankenship, both of the Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs podcast. And just for today, filling in our third chair, as he's just discovering, it's Taylor Cole. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, Taylor. To your own podcast.
I did prep work for what I thought this was going to be. This is wild. I'm very excited. I can put my notes away and just simmer in my own brain juices for a while, it seems like.
Surprise achievement unlocked. We did it, you guys.
We did.
All right. Before we start, let's find out who's going to be helping us today. It is Score Master Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi there, Dave. You know, I am just so happy to be here and really see the look of terror on Taylor's face. He was trying to figure out what the heck was going on back there. It just made my week.
Mine too. All right, let's get it all started with a round of My Champion. It is a game where we have chosen a scenario, nobody knows about it, and they have chosen characters from pop culture to be their champions. Sarah D. Bunting, bottom build on the Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs podcast. Who is your pop culture champion for today?
My birthday mate, William Shatner.
And I'm going to assume egomaniac top build Mark Blankenship, who is your pop culture champion.
Well, as an egoist, I can tell you that no one is a better champion than me. But in second position is Flo from the Progressive Insurance commercials.
And Taylor Cole, who will be your pop culture champion today?
I have chosen my birthday mate as well. And last name mate, it is Nat King Cole.
Excellent. All right, let's see what the scenario is going to be today. Since 1977, Van Halen has had three different lead singers. Why would your champion be the best new lead singer for Van Halen? Now, this is a bit of a cheat because we all know Sarah D. Bunting spent 10 years in a Van Halen cover band. But nevertheless, keeping in mind that your judge today will be Dan Cassino, please present your argument why your champion is the best for Van Halen.
Well, Mr. Shatner is a, I won't say respected, but known recording artist. He is an experienced recording artist. We're not talking about quality. We're talking about the experience. He's also used to heading up or being the face of a major pop culture franchise and pretending to be in charge of things. Furthermore, if it doesn't work out, you know, he's 90. Sometimes things happen to 90-year-olds. And if it's not working out, then, a substitution can be made due to time and tide. But William Shatner.
Mark Blankenship, present us your argument, please.
Well, with the aforementioned death of Eddie Van Halen, and let's face it, the longer death of the band's relevancy, it is time for Van Halen to find a lead singer who is both popular and consistent. And I would say that Flo from Progressive Insurance fills both criteria perfectly. She is one of the most successful and beloved advertising figures of all time. And I also believe that with her perky stick-to-itiveness, she would keep with that band for a long time in the future. Plus, isn't it time that the rock gods made room for a rock goddess? I think so. So, ladies, gentlemen, and judges, I submit Flo as the future, not only of Van Halen, but of all rock and roll music.
Thank you, Mark. And Taylor Cole sitting on the other side of the table today. Let's hear it for your champion.
Nat King Cole obviously has his own certain, you know, appealing a crowd that he'll appeal to. And it's a pretty much the zero overlap Venn diagram with fans of Van Halen. While both, you know, crowds skew a little bit older these days, the Nat King Cole fans are going to be on the much older end of the spectrum. So while the music itself may be a little mismatched and inconsistent in terms of vocal stylings, just the larger amount of audience that you're going to draw in by putting Nat King Cole at the front is going to lead to, you know, surges in album sales, concert tickets. So from a monetary standpoint, this is an absolute win for all parties involved. And that's the logic I'm working off of.
Wow, you had me convinced right until the very end. But it doesn't matter what I think, because today's judge is Dan Cassino. Dan Cassino, what are you thinking?
All right, I think we have to do this through process of elimination. So first off, I liked Sarah's answer about Shatner right up to the point of, well, even if it sucks, he'll be dead soon. So I don't think that's what we're going for in the lead singer of our band. And Taylor, I think you're right. There's definitely no overlap between Nat King Cole and Van Halen, but that's because the Van Halen fans are old. The Nat King Cole fans are all dead.
As is Nat King Cole.
So I'm not sure you're actually going to get any extra money out of that. So I think, by default, our popular and consistent winner has to be Flo. So our winner of Demi Champion is Mark.
Band yes. Flowland.
Spread
the word. Fantastic. Who would have thought going into that Flo from Progressive was going to be the new singer of Van Halen? But here we have it. Contractually obligated on both sides, both Progressive and Van Halen have to make this happen. Congratulations, Mark Blankenship. You have won, my champion. You get to go first in round one, and also you get a crack at the coveted half point.
Ooh.
This half point will give you, guess what, half a point. If you get it right, you will have how many points more than your competitors?
One half.
Here we go. Here is your half point question. In 1980, Brian Johnson became the third lead singer of which rock band?
AC/DC.
AC/DC is the correct answer. Mark Blankenship, you are currently in the lead with one half
Let
point.
Let me just readjust my enormous hairband so that I can rock a flow vibe for the rest of this episode.
You will go first in round one. Today it is Child's Play. In Child's Play, I'll play you an excerpt from a hip hop song, guys, but it will be reversed. All you need to do is identify the song. Now that may sound easy, but because this podcast is a family show and the lyrics sometimes get a little racy on those pop songs, instead of the original versions, we'll be playing you the kids' bop versions of all the songs today. So, if I told you this is the reverse version of a 2018 hit. You'd reach in that big pop culture brain of yours and tell me the title of that song was
Havana.
Havana.
Havana, oh na na. Half of my heart is in Havana, oh na na.
Yuck.
That answer off the bat would give you 10 points. If you need a hint, please ask for it. I will give you the name of the original artist that performed that particular song.
What if listening to these Kidz Bop clips means that we need medical attention?
Mark, see, you're on the plus side then, because after listening to this much Kidz Bop, I'm now on a watch list.
Okay, yikes. All right.
Family show,
let's
folks.
Start
family
this show. Off with Mark. Here is your first Kidz Bop song reversed from 2014.
All about that bass.
Snow treble, I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing it on back.
100% correct. 10 points for you, Sarah D. Bunting. Here's your song, a hit from 1982.
I need the need the original artist, please.
The original artist is a fellow you may have heard of by the name of Mike Jackson.
Mike Jackson?
Yes.
Oh, God. It's not where I thought that was going, and it's not where Kidz Bop should really ever be going, should it? I think that...
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Whatever. is that Beat It? You start to freeze as horror looks you right. Second choice. The eyes,
that is Thriller. Thriller.
Ooh, no Kidz Bop.
Taylor Cole, former host of this podcast. Are you ready for your first clip?
This is a weird way to tell me I've been fired, but yes, I am ready for my clip.
2009. Taylor's nodding along. I think he knows it. What's that song?
I believe that is Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. So
much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man... You are correct. All right. Everybody is on the board. Mr. Blankenship with your second Kidz Bop song. 2019.
I'm going to need the artist.
The artist is Little Nas the 10th.
Oh, I... So it has to be Old Town Road. Ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my
horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to... Yeah. Yeah, that's good for five. Good for five.
Guys, I wish everyone home could see the expressions on Taylor's face as we play the original versions of these.
Awful.
Sarah D. Bunting, you have a song from 2012. Oh, the kids, they are do bopping. What are they bopping about? What's that song?
It's hard to say. May I please have the original bop artist's name?
The bop artist in question is Carly Rae Jepsen with her boy Elroy.
Jeez. I don't know. Call me maybe. Think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met
you. You are correct. Good for five.
Why did they have to Kidz Bop that? It was already Kidz Bopped, no?
They found a way.
But she talks about ripped jeans with skin showing, and you can't have that.
Oh,
right. True. In the Kidz Bop version, it's ripped jeans, smile was showing.
Ew.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
There's one Kidz Bop lyric that's my favorite, but I'm afraid we're going to get to it, so I don't want to share it just yet, but I'll save it.
That's the strategy of a man who's been here for a few games of his own. Taylor Cole, here is your second,
1993. My esteemed spouse is a third grade teacher who has played this exact video for her students. I believe this is Whoomp, There It Is. I'm taking back to the old school, because I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you want to get
that, I'm going to show you the way. Whoop, there it is, let me hear you say. Sprinkles!
Mark Blankenship, 2010. This hit is from, let's hear the clip.
I believe that's Firework.
You are correct. That is good for 10. Sarah D. Bunting, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Because this one's from 2009 and it's coming at you.
don't think it's going to help, but could I know the artist, please?
You sure can. The artist is the Black Eyed Peas. Black Eyed Peas.
I really want to answer Kidzalicious, but I don't know the answer to this, and I'm glad, frankly.
Mark and Taylor both think they know the answer. I'm going to count down from three, and they're both going to say it in unison. 3, 2, 1.
I got a feeling. Oh my gosh, jump off that sofa. Let's get right. I
know that we'll have a ball if we get down. That is correct. It is I Got a Feeling from the Black Eyed Peas. All right, this is for Taylor. It will take us into our score break. Taylor Cole, 2014.
I thought I knew it, but then the end threw me off. Can I get the hint, please?
The hint is Rachel Platten.
This is my fight song, or just fight song.
You know the song Fight Song?
Yeah, I love it. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight
song. Take back my life. That is good for five, and we need the scores, Mr. Dan Cassino. Give it to us.
Absolutely. The game is incredibly tight right now. Mark Blankenship is in the lead. He's got 25 points and the half point. Taylor's just behind with 25, and Sarah's right in there. She's got 5 points.
Oh, Dan.
Close game. Right back to it. Mr. Blankenship, are you ready?
I think so.
2016 Kids Bop song coming at you.
I think this is Uptown Funk.
Jackson, Mississippi. We show up, we gon' show up. Smoother than a fresh dog, skip it. Too high, hot, yeah.
Oh, boom, 10 points.
They really sell that.
Do they?
I buy every second.
All right, Sarah D. Bunting, 1994.
Artist, please.
Mariah Carey, 1994.
I'm so sorry, Mark, that Picky did not smile upon you. 94. Yep. I don't know.
Anybody?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Taylor Cole, 2014.
Is this Shake It Off by Taylor Swift?
You gotta admire that. Just went for the 10. Didn't ask for the hint. He wasn't sure, but he's got the points.
That was an excellent pull.
Well, it confused me because I thought Fight Song was Blank Space the last time. So then I was probably just floating around in there.
Everybody's last Kids Bop reversed tune coming at you. Mark Blankenship, are you ready? Are you prepared for the fury, the thunder that is Kids Bop 1984?
1984?
Correct.
I need the artist.
This is going to be a good hint because I don't know what else would be. Rockwell.
Oh, Somebody's Watching Me. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone and I always feel
you. Really, Kidz Bop? That seems like a... Also, I thought that was the Eurythmics.
Sarity Bunting 2019.
Yeah, no shot. Artist, please.
Ariana Grande.
I don't know. Something with text letters. You got to give me something from the 70s, guys. Come on. I'm old.
Anybody else?
I do not know the answer.
Taylor Cole.
Is this Thank You Next?
I think I've never actually heard this song in any of its iterations.
It does use text letters in the title, so yeah, well done.
I mean, literally all I know.
Partial credit. All right, let's wrap things up on round one with Taylor Cole. Here is a Kidz Bop reverse song from 2016.
The Academy Award nominated song from the film Trolls, that is Can't Stop the Feeling.
That is the kind of information you do not get with David T. Kohlhaas. Trolls soundtrack hit from Justin Timberlake.
Oh boy.
Strong finish to round one for Taylor. Next up, it's the scores and maybe some other stuff. Who's to say? I don't know. I haven't edited this yet.
Before we move on, anyone who's listening this, if you have not looked up the lyrics to the Kidz Bop version of New Rules by Dua Lipa, please go do that if you're ever in need of a good laugh. They are great.
Yeah, it's almost as good as the mythical Kidz Bop version of WAP. So, you know, you gotta...
Oh, Dan.
Going to round two, it's time for the life score break. Life, it finds a way. At this point in the game, Taylor's in lead with 45 points. Mark is close by with 40 points and the half point. Sarah's got just 5 points, but that means she'll get to go first in round two.
All right, Sarah, that also means you will get a stab at the coveted, the equalizing, the threequalizer. I'm going to ask you a question. It has exactly three answers. You have three guesses to match as many of those answers as possible. 10 juicy points apiece. 10. Here is your threequalizer question. The premier group of 90s New Jack Swing Boys to Men have three songs on the Billboard all-time top 100 songs list. So do three other musical acts. Name those three acts.
Oh, gosh. Three other musical acts, and I don't know when they're from. I think the Beatles have more than that, so I will not say the Beatles, but I will say NSYNC. Okay. Then let's throw the Beatles at this problem. The Beatles.
Only have two.
Wow. Okay. Well, they've been listening to Mark then. So I have one answer left, eh?
One answer left, and I'm feeling good. You got this. Or you don't. Let's find out.
Madonna.
Unfortunately, no. Anybody want to take a crack at that quickly? Guesses?
Mariah Carey?
No. Your other acts are Lionel Richie with Endless Love, Say You, Say Me All Night Long. The Bee Gees with How Deep Is Your Love, Night Fever, and Staying Alive.
Sure.
And Paul McCartney's Silly Love Songs, Say, 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 and Ebony and Ivory.
Ew. Billboard.
Wow. Wild.
So no points for you in the equalizer, Sarah, but you get to go first in round two, which will come up after we say hello to everybody. Hello, Sarah. How are you doing?
Good.
How are you doing, Mark?
I feel great.
Taylor S. Cole.
Fine.
All right, let's get into round two, guys. It's time for Waxing Lyrical. In this round, our geniuses, that's you guys, will meet the geniuses of genius.com, the lyrical storehouse where user annotations of hit songs fill the website. I will read you one such user annotation, and you tell me what song it is about. Every song in this round was the top Billboard single of its year. So, if I told you that the annotation of this 2011 song states, the singer feels that their relationship could have been a beautiful thing, but all those possibilities got ruined because he decided to leave her for a Burberry model. You'd know what that song was.
Rolling in the Deep.
You are correct. Rolling in the Deep by Adele. That would give you 30 points. If you need more help, you can ask for a second annotation. That's right, more than one. And if you still need more help, I will give you the artist who performed the song. 30, 20, 10 points. You only get one guess, so use those hints. Good. Sarah D. Bunting, we will start with you. Your song was the number one single in 2014. In this gospel-style call-and-response section, the singer asked you to clap along to celebrate freedom and happiness with no limits.
Hint, please.
The singer knows a thing or two about remaining buoyant in the face of bad news, given that Marvin Gaye's estate sued him for plagiarism and won a $7.4 million award.
Oh, gosh. I still need another hint. That sounds exciting, though.
Your artist is Pharrell Williams.
Jesus. We talked about this on the podcast, too. It just called Happy?
Yes, it is just called Happy, and that is good for 10. To Mark, 1987. Cleopatra's Nightmare, or The Sand Dance, was a routine by the British musical hall act Wilson, Keppel, and Betty.
Walk Like an Egyptian.
You are correct. Boom, 30 points. Pressure's on. Taylor Cole, 1993. When he called Dolly Parton to let her know they were using her song, Dolly told him something very important. The Ronstadt version leaves out the last verse, which changes the tone of the song.
I'm going to guess this is the Whitney Houston version of I Will Always Love You.
30 points. Well done. Killing it in round two, guys. Back to Sarah D. Bunting. 1980, biggest song of 1980. Not a common usage of color as a verb, and even less common as a car.
I need the next hint, please.
It was a much simpler time back in the early 80s. On the line only had one meaning, by phone.
I, like, now have another song that is trying to elbow its way into my head that is wrong, so I'm going to need the next hint, please.
That artist is Blondie.
Heart of Glass?
Call me on the line.
Sure. Correct. All right, Mark Blankenship, 1981. Greta Garbo was a Swedish actress who lived from 1905 to 1990. Her most famous line was, I want to be alone, in the movie Grand Hotel.
I believe it's Kim Carnes' Betty Davis Eyes.
You believe correctly. The full 30 points. Mr. Taylor Cole, your song is from 2017. The singer employs a trope comparing his attraction to this girl to magnetic forces, e.g. opposites attract. It may also be a reference to the literal back and forth, pushing and pulling motions of sex. Kids, ask your parents.
I have an idea, but I think I will need the next hint.
In 2015, Inquisitor reported that he had gotten so drunk after his split with Athena Angelos that he needed to be propped up by his friends. His family was concerned about his drinking habits.
I'm getting something, but I need the last hint.
Ed Sheeran.
2017? Is this Shape of You?
Yes, Shape of You. Save those last 10 points. Well done. Sarah D. Bunting, your song. Top song, 1983. The song bears a striking resemblance to the 1836 Robert Browning poem Porphyria's Lover, where a lady takes a lower-class lover and spurns him. Then he stalks her and strangles her with her own hair, telling her she will always love him. Light and airy fare here on the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show.
Yeah, you know, for kids. I need some points, so I'm going to guess that it's Every Breath You Take.
30 points, good guess.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. Excellent English major question writing, Professor.
Mark Blankenship, 1988. It is clear that despite this person's attractiveness, the singer doesn't think they will be treated well. Just like a river will let out into the ocean, he wants to heed the warning signs and get out of this relationship before it leads to more serious headache. 1988.
Well, I believe we're referring to a hit by my dream boyfriend, George Michael, and Faith.
30 points. Killing it this round, Blankenship. Mm-hmm. Taylor S. Cole taking us into our score break, 1999. Her ex, however, has not been strong enough to move on. She may be over him, but he's not over her.
1999. I'm going to just throw out Ellipsis Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Oh. Incorrect. Anybody got a guess just on that annotation alone? Mark Blankenship?
Do you believe in life after love?
Oh. That is correct. And do you believe that Dan Cassino has correctly assembled the scores for us, Dan?
I do.
I certainly have. At this point, Sarah has 45 points after that strong last pull. Taylor's got 85, and Mark is in the lead. He has 130 points and the half point, and he is perfect so far in this round.
Nice.
Well done.
Everybody's got two questions to go in round two. We're going back to Sarah D. Bunting. Your hit single, biggest single of 2005, your annotation from Genius.com reads, reference to Bobby Womack's 1981 hit, If You Think You're Lonely Now. She hears this song on the radio. It reminds her of her recent breakup, so she changes the station.
I'm going to need another hint, please.
These are deep regrets that she has had since letting her significant other go. Now that she has let her ex go, she realizes that no one would treat her the way he has.
I might have deep regrets about asking for the last hint, but let's hope not. Last hint, please.
It's All I Want for Christmas is Mariah Carey's Mariah Carey.
I don't know the answer to this question.
Mark Blankenship seems to know.
We Belong Together.
I don't know her.
Mark, 2009. That the END stands for The Energy Never Dies, which describes the writer's model for the project.
Okay. I know it's one of two songs. Because we've already referenced the other song that it could be, I'm going to guess that we're not going to repeat songs today, and I'm going to take a wild swing and say Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas.
Boom Boom Pow, 30 points.
Wow,
nicely
nice.
Done. 2010, the biggest single of 2010. Here is your annotation. As is explained in the refrain, this song as a whole is a nod to the BC Boys' Fight for Your Right. The first line alludes to the first line in the Beastie Boys song, You Wake Up Late for School.
All I can think of, 2010, talking about waking up late for school and partying, is Rebecca Black's Friday. But I don't think that was the number one single of that year. So I'm going to ask for the next hint.
People are like, do you really advocate brushing your teeth with bourbon? I'm like, what are you talking about? Of course I don't. Come on.
This is TikTok by Kesha.
Yeah, it is good for 20 points.
Bless her heart.
Sarah D. Bunting, here is your last round two question. 1984. Just as animals stop and stare when they sense something, animals in this imagery stop in the same way, sensing the heat between the singer and his lover.
Can I have the hint, please?
The narrator asks whether his spiritual separation is owed to the arrogance he shares with his father or the sense of discontent he shares with his mother.
Oh, a word?
Yes. You can plainly see that the narrator asks whether his spiritual separation is owed to the arrogance he shares with his father. I should have been reading this whole thing in this voice. With the sense of discontent he shares with his mother.
When Doves Cry by Mr. Nelson.
20. Nicely done.
Why didn't anyone come to my party?
Oh, Aquaman, you cannot marry a woman without gills. 2002. The blind man is unaware of the reality of the world around him. The second line appears to describe an observer watching the world but unable to interact.
The blind man. It's unable. That's heavy.
It's like half of pop music.
I'm going to need the second annotation, please.
Are we having fun yet? Is a rhetorical question. He knows they'll never be happy.
Jesus.
I have this on the tip of my tongue. I need the artist, please.
The artist is celebrated Canadian band Nickelback.
Oh my God. It's How You Remind Me.
How You Remind Me, biggest song.
Never made it as a blind man.
Wow.
Yes, never made it as a poor man stealing, sure.
God.
Taylor S. Cole taking us out.
Kids bop that one.
1979. Gunnet is usually used for a car coming up fast from rest. This is one reason some assume that the song was about, well, cars.
I will take the next hint.
The line "younger kind" almost got the song banned, induced anti-rock rallies, and parents use it as an excuse to ban their children from listening to rock.
I feel like there's a bunch of possibilities for what that could be. Younger kind is not ringing a bell, so I will take the last hint.
Your artists are The Knack.
My Sharona?
My Sharona, okay. Ending it with 10.
That was the number one song of the whole year.
Yep.
Wow. Late 70s. Get a grip, really.
Coming up next, it is the scores from Dan, and then on to round three, where everything is in play. It's so exciting. We're going to leave now. Before we go into our last round of play, it is time for the home version. Listen carefully and correctly guess the answer to Dan's pop culture riddle by next week's episode, and you can win absolutely fantastic prizes, the likes of which you have never imagined before.
I'm great if you have no attention span. Success made lots of spin-offs the plan. Music videos were always my core, but I came late to the Jersey Shore.
Ooh, think you know the answer? Find the page for this episode at our site, usaquizshow.com, or check the show notes for a link right to there. Dan, thank you so much for that riddle. You're such a nice guy. I like you so much. Now, how about a score update?
At this point...
You're not going to return the compliment?
Dave, you're a beautiful, wonderful man. You're a gentleman, a scholar, and I'm privileged every day to be able to spend time with you.
Thanks, Dan.
Going into round three, it's time for the Last Guardian score break. The Last Guardian. That trailer was amazing. I just can't wait till it finally comes out. Right now, Mark is a commanding lead with 170 points and the half point. Taylor is within striking distance, though, 115. Sarah is behind with 65, but that means she'll get to go first in round three.
All right, and round three, anything can happen because we're talking the lightning round.
Scared.
All right, it's the lightning round. Players will have their choice of categories and are given 90 seconds. Ooh, 90 seconds to answer as many questions in that category as you can. Each question you answer correctly will net you 10 points towards your total. Can you do it? I believe in all of you. It's going to be a three-way tie when we're done. Today's categories are Dazed and Confused, Garden State, Broadway Melodies, and Awesome Mix. Those are all nonsense titles you're going to have a hard time translating, but I'm going to say some of them they're doable. So once again, they are Dazed and Confused, Garden State, Broadway Melodies, Awesome Mix. Sarah D. Bunting, you're going to go first. Which one do you want?
I feel like I'm being trolled with Garden State and with Broadway Melodies, frankly. So since this category name reflects my performance to date in this game, I'm going to go with Dazed and Confused.
Any guesses what that actually could be?
Please let it be the soundtrack, please.
Songs from the movie Dazed and Confused.
Thank
is
God.
In fact the category. Well,
maybe
chosen.
I've got a shot.
90 seconds on the clock. Sarah D. Bunting, are you ready?
Yes, as I'll ever be.
This Tuesday's Gone band was named after a high school gym teacher.
Tuesday's Gone. Ooh, I'm not sure. Pass.
This Tush band is alphabetically the last inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
ZZ Top.
This Alice Cooper song appropriately ends with a fading school bell.
No More Mr. Nice Guy?
School's out. In a 1975 hit, the band War sings this title line 40 times in under 4 minutes.
war, what is it good for?
Why can't we be friends? He uses a talk box to ask, do you feel like I do?
Peter Frampton.
The story of Reuben Carter is immortalized in this Dylan song.
Hurricane.
While Nazareth version is better known, this song was first recorded by the Everly Brothers.
Pass.
This Ozzy Osbourne band's Paranoid drew controversy for apparently encouraging suicide.
Oh, geez, I can't pull it. Pass.
Kiss has closed almost every live show since 1976 with this song.
Oh, damn. Pass.
This band sings Slow Ride Easy, Slow Ride Sleazy in a 1975 hit.
Oh, Edgar Winter's Experience?
Fog Hat. Seals and Crofts sing This Makes Me Feel Fine, Blowing Through the Jasmine of My Mind.
Summer Wind.
Summer
Breeze.
Breeze, yes. All right, Dan, let's get the Sarah D. Bunting Report.
All right, let's go through the passes first. The Tuesday's Gone band that was named after high school gym teacher is Leonard Skinnerd.
Oh, yeah.
The song that was recorded by both the Everly Brothers and Nazareth is Love Hurts. The Ozzy Osbourne band is Black Sabbath. Kiss has closed almost every show, live show since 1976 with the song Rock and Roll All Night.
Oh, as you do.
Sarah got 3 correct answers. That brings her to a total of 95 points. Unfortunately, not enough to put her in contention for the win. Taylor's up next. He'll need to get 6 questions to move into first.
That sounds like a doable order for Music Man Taylor S. Cole. You have 3 categories to choose from. Once again, they are Garden State, Broadway Melodies, and Awesome Mix. What do you want?
I am low-key terrified that Awesome Mix might be about the ins and outs of Roxy O'Toast CD burning software, but I'm hoping that it is in fact about songs on the 2 Guardians of the Galaxy soundtracks, so I'm going to pray for that and choose Awesome Mix.
There was a lot in your explanation there that I'm really happy I was here for. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are spot on. Songs from the soundtrack to the Guardians of the Galaxy movies coming at you.
Wow.
90 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yes.
The nonsense phrase Ooga Chaka Ooga Ooga begins a 1971 version of this song.
Hooked on a Feeling.
In Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum says that you gotta have a friend in him.
Pass.
Cherry Bomb is often regarded as this band's signature song.
The Runaways.
On a 1972 album, Moon Age Daydream introduces this David Bowie alter ego.
Ziggy Stardust.
The Chain is the only song on this album to have writing credits for all 5 members of Fleetwood Mac.
Rumors.
This band's Mr. Blue Sky has been voted the happiest song ever.
Electric Light Orchestra.
Come and Get Your Love made them the first Native American band to hit the Billboard Top 5.
Redbone.
This song was a hit for Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell in 1967 and Diana Ross in 70.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
In 2019, Rupert Holmes told a reporter that he does not drink these rum cocktails.
Pina Coladas.
He was just 10 when he performed I Want You Back.
Michael Jackson.
This 1970 song promises that things are going to get easier.
Ooh, Child.
In a Looking Glass song, she works in a harbor town laying whiskey down.
Brandy.
A guy goes to Mexico and rouses the ire of a man named Jose in this 1964 hit.
Come a little bit closer.
This Robin Zander band had a hit with 1978 Surrender.
Cheap Trick.
On a 1970 triple album, this Beatles sang I Really Want to See You.
George Harrison.
This Change Is Gonna Come singer also did Bring It Home to Me.
Sam Cooke.
Yeah, we'll
Sam
take Cook. It.
Yeah. Ooh. Nice.
Well done.
I have a feeling that was at least a tie for our best ever, but let's find out. Dan Cassino, Taylor Cole report, please.
Absolutely. We have just one pass. Norman Greenbaum says you gotta have a friend in Jesus. Taylor got 15 correct answers, tying all-time record for the number of lightning round answers with Monty Ashley back from season 1. That gives him a total of 265 points. That means Mark is going to have a fantastic round himself. He's going to need to get 10 correct answers in order to take the win.
Did you ask Monty to bring up that statistic 2 hours ago, or is that a coincidence?
No.
a little inside baseball. We recorded a Golden Tick episode with Monty, who is very proud and made us tell everybody else on the podcast that he has the record, which is 15 points. No longer just his record alone, though.
Taylor, I doff my cap to you. That was very well done.
Thank you.
Mark Blankenship, 10 questions. Lots of people have done it, certainly within the realm of possibilities. Can you get a category that will speak to you? Your choices are Garden State or Broadway Melodies.
Okay, I feel like I am being trolled by Broadway Melodies. And if the soundtrack theme holds, I don't know what kind of disaster I would be slipping into, but I'm also deeply intrigued. Garden State is either Songs of New Jersey or soundtrack of the movie Garden State. You know, in for a penny, in for a pound, Broadway Melodies.
All right, Broadway Melodies. What are you hoping for?
I don't know. Something that I'm good at?
I think you may be good at this. Crossover hits from Broadway musicals.
Oh.
90 seconds on the clock. Crossover hits from Broadway musicals. Mark Blankenship, are you ready?
My heart rate is actually elevated, but yes, I am.
The medley of Aquarius and Let the Sun Shine In from this musical spent 6 weeks at number one.
Hair.
This American Idol winner had a hit with a remix of It's Quiet Uptown.
Kelly Clarkson.
The Impossible Dream is from this 1965 musical.
The Man of La Mancha.
In Jesus Christ Superstar, this character sings I Don't Know How to Love Him.
Mary Magdalene.
Johnny Mathis and Dionne Warwick both had hits with this Promises, Promises song.
Pass.
This top 10 hit from Greece was written for the show's transition to Broadway.
Summer Nights.
Madonna released the Miami mix of this song from Evita.
Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
Al Jolson performed Blue Skies in this 1927 movie.
The Jazz Singer.
A rendition of Somewhere from this musical won Barbra Streisand a Grammy in 1985.
West Side Story.
According to Seasons of Love, there are this many minutes in a year.
525,600.
This musical is best remembered for One Night in Bangkok.
Chess.
This Scottish singer auditioned for Britain's Got Talent with I Dreamed a Dream.
Susan Boyle.
Kermit the Frog performed this Stop the World, I Want to Get Off song on Ed Sullivan.
Pass.
Louis Armstrong's version of this song was the biggest hit of his career.
Hello, Dolly.
Day by Day is the third song in this 1971 Stephen Schwartz musical.
Godspell.
Both Frank Sinatra and Judy Collins had hits with this song from A Little Night Music.
Send in the Clowns.
Take it at the buzzer. Wow. Broadway, Mark Blankenship, a pair made in heaven. Dan Cassino, let's get the Mr. Blankenship report.
Well done.
Absolutely. We had only two passes. The song from Promises, Promises is I'll Never Fall in Love Again. And Kermit the Frog performed What Kind of Fool Am I on Ed Sullivan. Mark did indeed have a fantastic round. He got 14 correct answers, giving him a total of 104 additional points. That means our final standings are Sarah with 95, Taylor with 265, and Mark, our winner, with 310 points and the half point.
Wow. Well done, Mark. Congratulations. Man alive. What a lightning round. That was crazy nuts. Guys, what a game. So much fun. Mm-hmm. Sarah, Mark, tell people where they can find more about you and songs and where you may discuss them.
Well, you can find us at our podcast, Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs, and in our book that we've written about Madonna, also available at markandsarahtalkaboutsongs.com.
The .com is the last thing there.
And Taylor S. Cole, where can we find you doing a better job than I do?
You can hear me pretty much every week right here as the regular host of the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show and every other Friday on the G&T with Greta and Taylor. That's G ampersand T podcast, where me and my friend Greta drink G&Ts and talk about movies.
Fantastic. All right, everybody, thank you so much for coming to this very special episode. Taylor Cole, thank you for doing all the work that will never see the light of day. We tried to minimize the damage, but you went ahead and did more work than you had to.
I did.
On you.
It was absolutely worth it. This was a wonderful, wonderful surprise. I cannot say how grateful I am to whatever time and energy and effort this went into. I had the best time in the world. Mastass has only for the better changed the way I think about popular music. So it is a true dream come true to play with you guys. Thank you again for joining
us. Taylor, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Well, we hope that you'll come on our podcast where you have to do way less work. As you can see, it takes absolutely no expertise or knowledge to do what I do.
And I just today learned how to talk into a microphone. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, you know who didn't catch that? The editor of Mastass. Hi.
Oh, oopsie doodle. Well, guys, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for coming. Sarah, Mark, Taylor, it's been a pleasure. Everybody at home, thank you so much. And we'll see you next week right here on the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show with Taylor Cole back in the driver's seat. Thank God. all right. That is round two. Well done. Oh, oof. Guys, I just got to stand up for a second. I got something very wrong with some part of my body.
Getting old sounds wonderful, Dave.
I got a stitch in my old hernia area, so I'm just gonna move for a second. Ow! Old! I'm old!
This is senior bop.
Okay. Sorry about that. I had to make some camera unfriendly adjustments.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.